Thank you so much for being here, everyone. I'm very excited to present the work I have been doing with under the supervision of Dr. Patricio Munoz. Today I'm going to talk about the phenotypic evaluation of Vaccinia miliariae and Southern highbush hybrids, different generation of hybrids for blueberry breeding. So Haley did a great introduction on blueberries, and I would like to emphasize a little bit more or talk a little bit more of blueberries in Florida. We have a special window market where we can harvest blueberries earlier than most of the other states, and that is very profitable for our growers. That is how the whole system in Florida sustained. However, Florida is a great place to live, and I love it, but it's very it's not easy to grow plants and blueberries especially. So we have a high disease pressure due to the environment where the blueberries grow there. This brings also a high cost of production for the growers. So what we are very well aware about this in the blueberry breeding program at the University of Florida. So the program have been working very hard in two main goals. The first goal is to develop great fruit quality to our consumers, so they can choose or they understand that the Florida blueberries are the best blueberries they can find in the market. And the second one is to try to develop new cultivars that are easier to grow for our producers, and so they can lower the cost of production. So we want to grow better fruit quality or better blueberries at a lower cost. For that, the program has many tools that we are working with, and one of them being the use of wild species, the integration of wild species into the program. I'm working with Vaccinia miliariae. This is a diploid wild species that we find in the southeast United States. Here is a video. You can see where these wild species grow. This is a collection trip I made with Dr. Paul Larin. This is specifically in Alabama. And you can see right next to this pine tree, this Vaccinia miliariae there. I should use the pointer there. So you can see this wild species is well adapted to the soils, to the sandy soil on upland soils of Florida. Here you see it also it can grow from 3 to 5 meters tall, and the fruit is very small. It's so small that we cannot market to in order to sell it. We following the same trend, the flower is also small. You see here the diploid flower of the Vaccinia miliariae, and when we compare it with the southern highbush, is much smaller. The same happened with the leaves. So we have smaller leaves compared with southern highbush. So what are the advantages? What do we want to integrate into the program from this wild species? So we believe that this wild species has a short bloom to ripe period, so this could help our growers to come out with the fruit earlier during the season. Therefore, they will obtain premium prices for their fruit. The second one is the distinctive aroma and flavor that Vaccinia miliariae has. I particularly really like it. I'm a fan of this species, and I'm very glad I'm working with this. The other one is as I mentioned before, is the sandy soil adaptation. So because it's well adapted to the soils that where our producers are growing blueberries, we believe that it can help bring down the prices of production for the growers, because they probably won't have to do soil amendments as they do today. And finally, the genetic diversity that these wild species are able to bring into the blueberry breeding program. But not everything is perfect, so we have some disadvantages that we can obtain also from this wild species. As I mentioned, the small fruit, the small flowers, and the short style make it hard for bees to pollinate, for honeybees to pollinate this species. So we already have a problem with fruit set in our blueberry growth. So this may be a problem in the future. And the other thing is a diploid redundant tetraploid. So in order to cross with southern high bush, we need to double diploidy or obtain a tetraploid hybrids from unreduced gametes. So the goal of this part of my project is to understand and improve the process of integrating economical features from Vaccinium miliaria into southern high bush. So there are two main questions that we want to answer. The first question is, can we integrate the traits that we want into the different generations of hybrids that we are obtaining? The second question is, how many generations is going to take for us, or how many years is going to take for us to obtain what we want? For that, we arrange our families and different generations in two different nurseries. So this nursery is located near Gainesville, 30 minutes from Gainesville, in the research station at the University of Florida, and is part of the recurrent selection of the blueberry breeding program. So for that, we have two different nurseries. The first nursery was planted in the year 2017, where we evaluated fruit 2 years. We evaluated fruit in 2018 and 2019. And the second nursery was planted in 2018, and we evaluated this fruit in the year 2019, this year. Some of the problems we face is that in the nursery 2018, some of the Vaccinium miliariae that we planted, or all of the Vaccinium miliariae that we planted, didn't have fruit because they were so young. So we were not able to obtain fruit from them. So the traits that we wanted to evaluate were many. We evaluated trait in the field, vigor, but also we evaluated different traits for fruit quality. So some of them were firmness, were size of the berry. I also weighed the different berries that we were collecting. We evaluated acidity, the pH, and the bricks. So for some of the results, what I would like to focus on is will be bricks. So bricks, the sugar content of our berries is very important for the consumer, because nobody wants to eat a watery blueberry that doesn't take just take like water. So you can see here that because we have blueberries from the nursery 2017, we're able to see how high the Vaccinium miliariae is in bricks when we compare it with the other different generation and high bush. And in the 2018 nursery, we can see that the F1s and F2 are is high, is significantly higher than the high bush. So in the second generation of hybridization, we were able to obtain higher brick when compared with high bush. And in the 2017 nursery with the back cross, we were able to equal the amount of bricks content that southern high bush has. If we go further and we evaluate the families, we are able to see that we found F1 family, which is family number 18, that had the highest bricks amount among the other different families that are in the nursery 2018. And for pH, pH is an important trait because it helps us obtain or perceive the flavor or the amount of sugar that the blueberry has. We would like to see a pH that is equal or similar to the high bush, to the high bush that we evaluated, and that is what we see in the 2017 nursery. In the 2018 nursery, in the F2 generation, we are able to see that it's an increase in pH for the when we compare it with high bush. If we go further, again, in our analysis, we see in the 2018 nursery, we see that the F2 generation had the, and the F1 and another F2, these three had the highest amount of highest pH when compared with the other families. And finally, for size, this is very important because, as I said, the blueberry size of Vaccinium miliaria is very small, so we want to increase the size of our blueberries so our growers can market this fruit. So in the 2017 nursery, we were able to obtain the same size in comparison with high bush. And here in this picture, you can see that they are super similar, almost the same. And in the 2018 nursery, we were not able to reach the same size of the southern high bush for the different generation of hybrids, but we were able to go above the mean of the Vaccinium miliariae. However, if we perform a further analysis, we can see that this is for the 2018. If we analyze the different families, we found an F1 family that has the same size of the southern high bush. So we can select for different genotypes in this family. So in conclusion, we were able to see that we obtain higher amount of bricks in the generations, and if we perform further studies in the different families, we are able to find that the families had a significantly higher amount of bricks when compared with high bush. And we also were able to reach the same size that southern high bush had. So size would not be a problem in the future if we want to keep breeding for the traits that we want to introgress into into southern high bush from Vaccinium miliarii. Looking forward, we need to keep studying the different traits that we want to introgress. And with that, I would like to thank the people that have been helping me, my advisor, Dr. Patricio Munoz, and Dr. Paul Larin, for all the time he had spent with me and helping me and guiding me through this project. Thank you so much.
So we have time for a couple questions.
What's the average progeny number in some of those families?
Yes, so in average, we were able to obtain over 300 seedlings, and in the program we select 120 seedlings that we transplant into the trays, and then they go to the nursery. So I will say around 300.
Okay.